We often speak about the cut and thrust of politics, of politicians battling it out and crossing swords. But on Thursday, Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek literally threw down the gauntlet to his Civic Democrat rival, Mirek Topolánek.
Přinášíme depeši od jiřího premiéra pro vašeho předsedu Mirka Topolánka.
That's right. On Thursday, two men arrived at the headquarters of the Civic Democratic Party, carrying a variety of weapons and challenging Mr. Topolánek to a TV duel. All sounds very dramatic. My colleague Rob Cameron joins me now. And Rob, a rather flamboyant gesture on the part of the Prime Minister.
Yes, indeed, Ian. Very, very flamboyant. A horse-drawn carriage drew up outside the Civic Democrats Party headquarters. Out steps two men dressed in what looks like 18th century military uniforms, armed with the Social Democrats manifesto, a pair of dueling pistols, a pair of fencing swords and a pair of wooden swords. They had a letter with them from Mr. Paroubek written in archaic Czech. It was addressed to Mr. Topolánek. They read it out to a Civic Democrat official who received them, and it said, either you appear on TV with me live, armed with just our manifestos, or we meet at dawn, armed with a weapon of your choice. And with that, one of the two men literally threw down the gauntlet.
And a gauntlet being a glove, I suppose. And how did the Civic Democrats react to this this challenge?
Well, the official from the Civic Democrats who was sent to receive the two men was clearly a bit taken aback by this publicity stunt. He refused to pick up the gauntlet, for one thing. He said he would deliver the message to Mr. Topolánek. Later on, the party did recover a bit. Mr. Topolánek released a statement, the gist of which was, come and have a go if you think you're hard enough, and kindly send someone to clean up the horse manure outside our office.
And why do you think Mr. Paroubek chose to pull off this kind of a slightly silly...
...weeks before the elections, and the Civic Democrats are still in the lead. Also, Mr. Paroubek recently lost a TV debate, partly because one of his campaign managers gave supporters the wrong mobile phone number to send in their votes by SMS text message. So Mr. Paroubek, I think, is clearly keen to prove that he can beat his rivals on TV, and Mr. Topolánek, of course, is his biggest rival.
So will there actually be a TV debate then, Rob?
There will indeed. There are several debates, actually, on May 21st and May 31st on TV Prima, May 28th on Czech TV, and June the 1st on TV Nova. And that's one day before the polling stations open for business. So with the temperature rising as the elections draw closer, those debates should be highly entertaining.
Well, let's hope so. Thanks very much, Rob Cameron.